Lastly, I'd like to call on Marie O'Halloran to officially launch our campaign. Marie AM is the spokesperson for the National Welfare Rights Network and director of the Welfare Rights Centre in Sydney, where she also practices as a solicitor. The centre provides legal advice and casework assistance for people who receive social security payments. Marie was formerly the president of the New South Wales Teachers Federation and taught in New South Wales public schools and TAFE. Marie loves TAFE.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation to launch the TAFE Community Alliance. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and pay my respects to Aboriginal people who may be present here today. I'd like to acknowledge Mary, who's allowed us to host the Alliance here, and all my fellow speakers, and also to thank the local member, Dr. Jeff Lees, for being here, as well as all of the political parties being present. My actual view is that we have to have a movement and a groundswell of support for TAFE. And a number of speakers have said how much community support there is for TAFE, how most people's lives have been touched by TAFE in some way or another. And if we have a groundswell of support, if we can have meetings like this, which are respectful of all points of view, but in all our communities, we build a movement that the political parties have to come on board with. I am sick of going to political parties as a supplicant, asking them to do something without the backup of that movement. We've got it. There's the basis here for TAFE, and that's what we have to have. You can't expect any of the political parties to move from the viewpoint they have if we don't have that groundswell of support. That's why I think this alliance is so important, because it's going to galvanise that groundswell of support. And then we can go to our local members and we can put the evidence in front of them and we can say that we've got the support of constituents, and that will enable them to argue in their party rooms as well. I also wanted to talk a little bit about both John Kaye and Kamal Tebbutt have talked about a decade to get us here. And I have to say that I do think it's been a hard decade or more for TAFE. And in my experience, both in the Teachers Federation but now in the National Welfare Rights Service, it always seems as though TAFE is the place that governments look to when they want to make cuts. And that's governments of all persuasions, I'm sorry to say. And I completely understand the issue, Dr. Lees, about the budget. It's just that we need to make sure that TAFE is not the first place that is looked at when public servants are looking at where they can make cuts and when governments are looking. And that goes back to getting the groundswell support. But I also think that every small cut that is made, large or small, over more than a decade, has led us to here, where it's okay to cut TAFE. Not just here, but federally and also in other states, where we have a mindset that each and every cut has brought us to a position where this is okay, and it is not okay. And TAFE is worth fighting for, and that's why every single person is here in the room, and I'm sure it's why members of Parliament are here as well, and the other House to hear us speak about this. It's a decade of competition policy being seen as the main policy. Now, competition policy, in my view, has its place. It certainly has its place when you're talking about the corporate sector in a capitalist society where we have to stop monopolies and duopolies and perhaps, you know, the four pillars of the banks, but we won't go into that, being able to get super profits because there is no competition. But TAFE is not about getting super profits. TAFE is about delivering back into the community as a public institution. So while I have personally in my work at the National Welfare Rights Network seen many good private providers, I don't believe that they can provide the opportunities for all the people and clients that our services see across Australia, people who are living on Centrelink benefits. Plus, build local communities the way I saw TAFE do that when I was teaching in West Wyalong, when I was teaching in Griffith, everywhere that I've taught in the Blue Mountains, where TAFE is truly the heart of the community, connected in a way that public schools, as much as I would have wanted them to be, weren't. You know, that's why I fell for TAFE when I was an industrial officer at the Teachers Federation, and I just saw what TAFE was able to deliver in the way of the local connections. So building the local support, regional and rural as well as in the city, and then nation building. I mean, you've got it all. We open it up for individuals, for their opportunities to change into generational poverty. But I also have to say about that, I saw students come back when I was teaching at TAFE who were at school and left at year 10 and year 12 and did go in the workforce and had successful workforce careers, but realised they needed to come back again and to come back again. And that's something that a number of speakers have spoken about. But it's, so it's not only about those people living on low incomes. That is very important for access and equity, but it's really across the population that is important. So that competition policy, yes, but can the private providers actually deliver what our TAFEs can deliver for TAFEs for everyone, all people having an opportunity, as well as building the local communities, as well as the nation building. So that's where I come from when we talk about building our alliance. I'm very proud to launch the alliance. I'd like also to mention the Teachers Federation and the TAFE Teachers Association and the work that they've done industrially, obviously in support of TAFE. We have to have an alliance that cuts across everything in the community is particularly important, but I know there's been a lot of industrial work done. And of course, I could not come here and not mention, you know, the union of my heart and the work that has been done. But I really wanted to speak about the work from the point of view of the National Welfare Rights Services across Australia. We have a welfare service and a small legal service for people living on low incomes. Our client base needs TAFE. And I know Mary has given some case studies, but for me it's part of redistributive justice. It's about being able to make sure that there is a way for people to have access to what those who come from more privileged backgrounds already have, the access and equity. I personally have had a client helping them with casework who was in the wider opportunities for women. Perhaps it was not Renee who we heard from, but perhaps it was someone very similar to Renee, was in fact a single parent who was going back into the workforce. Wider opportunities for work, for those who don't know, it's a fantastic course to allow people to get back into studying and back into the workforce. It's, you know, I think one of the iconic courses in TAFE. The call I had was because her employment assistance provider, and this is actually, I'm talking nationally about the federal government and the distribution, had told her she had to come out of that course. It wasn't what they thought that she should be doing to get back in the workforce, and she had to go to the registered training organisation that was part of the employment service provider and do the course there. So there are a number of complicating factors about how TAFE is being taken apart that I think cut across federal and state jurisdictions, and that's why I'm keen to be here about community coming forth with our ideas about TAFE and taking it back up to the politicians. When I said about I fell for TAFE in a big way when I was an industrial officer, I hadn't really come across TAFE other than for myself. I did a small secretarial course there when I was at university. But when I was an industrial officer in TAFE and I got to go into all the TAFE courses and just see the intricacy of the work that was being done, but in a systematic way and being offered across, in this case, New South Wales. It was world class. I mean, Joseph has already spoken about this, but it was world class. It was dynamic. It was ongoing. And the frustration of having people on the other side of a negotiating table tell us, but you've got to be more flexible. And I just wondered how much more flexibility could a seven-day-a-week operation that went into the workforce. When I taught at corrective services, TAFE went into the corrective services. I just wondered how much more flexible it could be until I realised, like we all do, that it didn't mean, flexibility didn't mean online learning. Dr. Leeds, we would support that where it works. It wouldn't work for all of my clients, but it will work in some cases. That's not what flexibility is code for. It's about cost cutting, just Heather described it, smaller and smaller budgets. So, you know, we always support those things that are going to help, in my case, the client base of the National Welfare Rights Services, in your case, the students or the community. TAFE, one of the fantastic things about TAFE that I also found, and why I fell for it in a big way, I'm not a fan of focus groups, but I did get to go and see some focus groups when we were mounting a campaign in support of TAFE. And you heard TAFE people, students, teachers, staff members, and I see the PSA here as well, and all the workers at TAFE, they were sitting in the focus groups and you could hear them. And I had never heard a group of people articulate a value and an ethos that was so strong. That commitment to what they were doing was just incredibly strong. It may be true that you can find that in a private provider, and I've known good private providers doing good provision, but I just think, we've heard Derek talk about the history of TAFE, I think it's been built and people come into it and that ethos is so strong and it's so valuable and we can build on that ethos. I have a brother who has a disabling chronic illness. And he has just been enrolled in TAFE for the last 2 years. And I cannot commend the work that TAFE has done to ensure that he is able to stay. So I know this is very personal, but I think these personal stories are important, because what I was trying to say before is each of us has been touched by TAFE. I think that, you know, at the over 40, having had to medically retire when he was in his late 20s, he will get back into the workforce, but it will be because the TAFE teachers didn't let him fall through the net. So it's, again, another story of TAFE being inclusive and making sure that each and every one of its students gets the way forward. And my brother has a supportive family, so I'm not trying to suggest that he is any different than any others. What I'm trying to say is, I know that it's happening every day in TAFE. And working in the community sector and working through the New South Wales Council of Social Services and the Federation of Non-Government Organisations, our services need TAFE, because we can't always be sure that the private provider will be there to pick up our client when we need to refer them. We can sometimes, and there are places, but we can always rely on TAFE. And these are the stories that we need to take back to all of the politicians. So I'm going to finish by saying that civil society, those of us outside of government, are powerful. We can build very strong alliances. We do have a very strong alliance here, but we have to go forth from here. We are in each and every town, and if we don't have a TAFE in the town, we will have a community service in the town. We have to talk, we have to hold meetings like this. We have to hope that all our local members of parliament will come to those meetings so that we can start to force change as it goes back forward. It is something we can do. We all want to fight for TAFE. I know that's why you're here. I know your colleagues do. The student, Renee, who spoke to us, she wanted to be here. I'm glad she was working, but she wants to be here. So I would urge us to use the information that the Alliance can put out through the website, engage in respectful conversations that are, you know, about each and every political party having to be convinced that TAFE is worth saving, and worth saving not just as another provider, but as we heard at the start of the Alliance, the leading provider. There are private providers, and obviously that is going to continue in our nation, but we are the leading provider. We are the provider of quality education. Brand names are not something I like to talk about a lot, but the TAFE brand is so well known. We don't want what Dr. Kay talked about, which is a shell and a building where other people can take over that brand name. So it's up to us. It's up to us. We've got to save it for ourselves, our families, and future generations. Let's do that, and I proudly launch this Alliance. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marie.